fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Look at the long shadows, symbolic this moment of the journey it's taken to get here, for all this history.
The long journey is over. McElroy has his masterpiece.
You gotta hit play.
No, I wanted to remember the episode number.
Oh. You got enough memory on that B?
I didn't check.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Fuck.
You rocking the smartwatch still, huh?
Close. Yeah, I'm tracking my sleep.
Also. Ooh. Tracking the sleep specifically or everything?
All of it. But okay. I've been wearing it to sleep, yeah.
You getting more than 6.5 or?
Yeah.
You strike me as a 6.5 kind of guy. You more of, you getting 8 or what?
Yeah, I mean, I could show you the fucking data, dude. I average over 8 for sure.
Ooh, good for you, dude. That means you, I mean, because I know you got to wake up early to get to work.
Wake up at like 6:30.
Yeah.
So bed at like 10:30.
Okay.
10:30 is not that crazy. I don't stay up late.
Bro, now you got me interested because I know I have some crazy sleep numbers.
I had one day below like 8 hours.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
I get good sleep.
You do get good sleep. Good for you, dude.
Yeah.
Good for you. I love that for you, bro. There's nothing like getting a good night's rest.
What are you, the spokesman for sleep?
I'm just saying, like, I know that I can't stand operating my day when I got like 6 hours or 5 hours of sleep. I can't stand it.
I mean, less than six is tough. You can operate on 6 or 7. You may not feel great, but
yeah,
getting like 4 hours. I mean, how often do you do that anymore?
Yeah, I mean, almost never.
Pretty much never. Right?
I mean, even, well, I guess last night too, I kind of stayed up a little later than I would have liked, but. But no, I'm obsessed with it. That's why, like, I love, like, when I travel, like, dude, don't make me do shit in the fucking morning. Like, I am not doing anything. I'm sleeping. I am resting for as long as I want. That's how every great day starts, in my opinion.
Yeah, to some degree. Because you also, though, you want to get out and do shit. Because I ain't going on vacation to just sit in the hotel room.
I'm not waking up to no fucking alarm either.
No, I'll wake up naturally, but got shit to do. Got stuff to see.
Got stuff to see, stuff to do. Oh, man.
There's no way we're leaving this stuff in, right? I don't think our listeners care.
I thought we were doing a cold open.
I guess, about my sleep on my Garmin watch.
What episode are we on?
Episode 142.
Episode 142 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is your boy, Blake Ross.
And Goose. Noticeably absent.
Noticeably absent. I know your favorite YN is not here. He's not here because...
We got daddy duty.
We got daddy duty. Hey, it's baseball season. Baseball season's upon us.
March 26th.
And you know what that means? Sunlight's here.
Yeah.
I've been like coming back from my runs and it's like 5:30 and I'm like looking out and I was like, I think it's almost time to play some catch with the fellas. It's almost time. It's there. It's almost there.
Yeah. Now you can definitely notice it more now. More sunlight.
Makes me excited because I'm like, ooh, we were having a ball.
We were.
With the playing catch.
Yeah, it was basically spring training out there.
So good, so good. How was your weekend? What did you do over your weekend?
Slept. Got some
just
sleep.
Catching your 8 hours, making sure you got enough REM and everything.
I don't know. I didn't play golf. Did you play golf?
Over the weekend, I did not. I actually have not. Ooh, I am happy that you brought up golf. Equipment? If you didn't do it, I was gonna, but...
Okay. What's going on?
I made some... Actually, I'm lying to you. I did play golf. I played golf on Friday. Not over the... I mean, I don't know. I guess Friday is technically kind of the weekend, but...
Was it Friday night?
No.
It's not really the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, no, there's a few things that we need to go over for golf, okay? Because you know I've been going through it with the driver. I mean, I'm this aware. Has been talked about ad nauseum on this podcast.
Certainly. I'm nauseous thinking about it. Okay.
So, Tyler, who I golf with a lot, he told me, he was like, hey, like, I just downloaded this app. It's literally like AI golf. And it's like AI, and it just like takes a look at your swing.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of different metrics you can track. And all it does is compares you to like the pro model, to like what pros do in their golf swing.
Okay.
And it basically, their algorithm is like, hey, like 95% of pros are like in these slots or like these target areas, right?
Especially like through impact. Maybe not like at address and at the very top.
Correct.
But that like contact, the bottom part of your swing.
Yes.
Is almost identical.
Correct.
Path, fade, draw is different.
Correct.
Grip and stuff. However, like the motion, it also reminds me like baseball players. Like they all have all these goofy stances.
Yeah.
But then the moment like the pitch is thrown, everyone gets into basically the same position through contact and everything. But anyways, go ahead.
No. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Exactly. So... I took a couple swings with this AI model, and all I was doing was checking my swing plane.
Yeah.
So the way the app works is it kind of gives you these numbers. It like zero is basically like you're on plane the entire time.
It's like the Shambo, like on that plane the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty rare, but yeah.
And like the app even tells you like, hey, like if you're within like one or two of these, like you're probably fine. Like
it's within the margin, I'm sure. Yeah. Like,
because like some pros, like whatever, they might be, they almost always end up on plane though. So
yeah, I mean, if you hit a draw, you're probably coming underneath the plane, and if you're hitting a fade, you might come over the plane.
But, yeah. Okay. So with that being said, I took a few swings, and interestingly enough, I'm like on plane on takeaway almost all the time. If anything, I'm slightly inside.
Inside like, takeaway? Okay.
Like one.
Below plane in that case.
Yeah. But what was interesting was that on the follow through, I'm four shallow.
Okay.
Which I thought was very interesting. So I took that observation and I was like, I'm coming in shallow. And
you hit draws or hooks.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Plus terms and conditions apply in your case,
but which is like I don't,
you don't
ever. I almost never hit,
because that's
like
the
recently
but that's the recipe though, is like,
yeah, I think I could solve it by like strengthening my grip and play less cuts, but I don't mind playing a cut. But anyways, what I decided to do was I was like, oh, like I'm gonna come down steeper.
Okay.
So
feel it out, see what happens.
So to try and get it like on plane on the downswing.
Okay.
So I was hitting some drivers, and I was like basically telling on the range, I was just telling myself like almost swing it like an iron, if that makes sense. Like
okay.
Come down more steep rather than like trying to like keep the club low and then hit up on it. Okay. I think that's been a bad habit of mine.
Okay. Well, you're topping it, so
yeah,
probably somewhat, yeah.
So I'm like, dude, like literally just get that club near the ground and just like come down steep on it. And
okay, maybe less angle of attack too, maybe hitting it more so like barely on the upswing rather than like in your case.
So the driver, I wouldn't say it was like a huge weapon. I did have a couple. I had one good drive. But
that's a good start.
But I didn't top any on the course, which is awesome.
It's huge.
But there was a few wild ones. There's no doubt about it. Because, I mean, you're trying this new swing feel on the course. Like, I wasn't expecting to drive it crazy. But, yeah, I mean, I was just trying to come down steeper. And so I felt like I was onto something.
Yeah.
A little bit. So it's like, at least for the full swing purposes, I think I might dabble with this AI golf swing app. It was like kind of easy to set up. I mean, you just like videotape yourself and it just, you literally wear earbuds and it gives you feedback in your headphones like right away.
Whoa, that's crazy.
And it's a free app. Wow. Yeah. I mean, you can like make purchases or whatever, but you can, it's cool because you can, there's a bunch of different things you can track, like whether you want to like work on your takeaway, the backswing, the downswing. There's all sorts of things where it essentially, like I said, the whole gist is it compares you to where the pros are and where you're at.
Yeah. Okay. It films you from behind?
Behind.
Down the line shot?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, behind.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
I'm definitely going to dabble with that.
I mean, I always recommend seeing like a professional, if you honestly, if you really wanted to make like a big swing change. However, like, I think for you, this is just like a feel, trying a new feel.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I hate to say it, but like, what do you have to lose? Like, trying something drastically different. And you may find somewhere in between works for you, like somewhere between feeling steep versus executing it shallow.
Yeah.
What do you have to lose? I might try it out, dude.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's always a little, it's still always a little weird, like filming yourself, but it's like, that's what you got to do to get better. You know, you just film yourself. Just film your golf swing. Yeah.
I mean, the range is not that weird.
Yeah.
Filming down your booth and not filming other people. Dude, I always see videos of people filming at the gym. I think that's wild, dude.
Well, it's just like influencer culture, you know?
Yeah. So people, it used to not be a thing, but yeah, now it's like,
it could never be me. At the gym, not a chance. Not a chance.
There's that, and there's people filming in the locker room, which I think is like
that. I don't know what kind of gym you're going to, brother, but
no,
that,
I don't.
That's a big no-no.
I haven't seen. I've seen videos of people. It's usually they're posing in the bathroom, and then people walk by and they're like, "Yo, you can't fucking film in a locker room." Like, it's the same thing with the bathroom. You can't film in a bathroom, like,
yeah,
because people
up.
Are naked and shit. You can't do that.
Well, especially if you're at fucking 24. Yeah.
Fucking Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness, you got 50-year-old balls hanging out just everywhere. The fuck are you doing, bro?
It's crazy. Yeah, it couldn't be me.
Buck wild. Yeah. So,
what's the app called? What is it? Specifically, what is it called?
I'll look. I'll get it real quick.
And your phone can run this app fine?
It's so
is it frying your shit
no,
or what?
No, it's actually so funny you brought this up, because like as soon as I downloaded it and set it up, it like gave me this big notification on the screen, and it was like, if you're on an iPhone 11 or older, your phone might overheat a little bit. your phone might get a little warm. And I was like, oh,
did
okay.
It? Did
oh,
you notice
oh, yeah. It? Oh,
okay.
It got super warm, but.
Dude, AI freaking.
It's just called Swing Coach.
Swing Coach. Okay, Max, you hear that? Download that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just, I don't know. For something that was free, I was like, wow, this app is like kind of polished. Like, it had like a nice, simple, like quick intro video. It was like kind of like as soon as you have your headphones in, it like gives you all the feedback right away. So it's like easy to set up. I mean, it took me a second, but you do need like a space behind you, obviously, and then proper lighting to capture the images from your video. But other than that, it's like pretty easy.
I'm excited to try it.
Yeah.
What do I have to lose?
Nothing.
I'd like to get more shallow than I used. I used to be too shallow.
You might be surprised. You might be just like me, dude. You might be on plane and then it's too shallow or something like that.
Yeah. And but, takeaway that can influence your downswing path for sure too.
Yeah. So yeah, that's also Tyler was telling me about a tournament in late March.
Okay.
and I think I might do it to prepare for our tournament.
When is ours again?
I think it's like early April, like April 4th.
Okay.
Yeah. But
dude, it is April 4th. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I thought, April 4th. So yeah, I might get a tournament rep in just to get, you know,
get
some real tournament jitters out of the way.
Yeah.
So that when the real tournament comes, where I'm competing for a green jacket.
Yeah.
I want to be dialed.
This ain't no fucking joke.
No, it ain't no fucking joke.
This is Diesel Gang.
Diesel Gang. Do you think they're going to have like a little wiener on the green jacket?
I hope so. Well, he sent me a picture of the jacket.
Oh, did he really? No.
Damn, that's kind of criminal, huh?
That is criminal.
Well, here, go back. It's just me and Kyle filming each other putting. I have got to show you Kyle's takeaway on this. Oh my God, it looks like Will Zalatoris at that. Okay, watch.
Oh no, I know what video
dude, my bro got Parkinson's. Dude,
that face when he didn't take, oh my goodness, that thing is wobbly.
Yeah, Diesel Gang, green jacket.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it just has a fake Augusta logo on the front. You know, that's so funny. He sent me a picture the last time. Like, I give a fuck about that.
No, I think it's cool. I think it's cool. Why not?
No, it's cool. I'm excited. Be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, dude. It's going to be a great time. Did he say, you should have said what the winning score was. Like, if there's just some guy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That's just like scratch. And he's just like, shot a 72. And you're just like, oh, okay. So everyone's got no shot. Like,
well, hopefully we get a dot, right? Because, I mean,
we talk to them about dots.
Hopefully we get strokes. If someone's actually like shooting in the 70s, like, yeah, I don't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah.
If these guys are all in the 80s, 90s, 100s, like, there is a chance.
Yeah,
you know?
There sure is.
Yeah, we were filming each other putting off.
Hilarious.
Stinking it up.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know if there's enough time to actually go play that course, too. That might help a lot.
What, Rancho's Palos Verdes?
That sounds far as shit. Is that, that's like Long Beach? Or?
Yeah, like north of Long Beach.
Yeah. Sounds far.
I mean, it's kind of goofy for us to go scout it out, but I don't hate it.
It's not goofy at all.
It's
dude, there's a Diesel
goofy.
Gang and friends green jacket on the line here, man. Come on.
I don't know if there's a prize. I don't think there's a prize.
I think the prize is the green jacket.
Which means there is no prize.
No, there's definitely a prize.
It's going to sit in my closet for a year. So it's going to... Let's quit fucking around and get down to business. Do you put your hands in the air on a roller coaster?
Absolutely not.
Can't be caught lacking like that.
No, I don't do that shit.
Bro, I'm fucking posted straight.
Why do people do that? I don't understand. Does it increase the thrill?
Yeah, I think they think it's more fun. Woo!
No.
Bro, I'm straight faced.
Yeah, I'm straight faced the whole time.
I mean, no, I'm laughing and having fun, but I'm not.
Yeah. Like, I might crack a smile, but like, damn, like.
What would Ryan Rob do? Does Rob ride roller coasters?
Does Rob strikes me as the guy who's like, I'll just wait and get some Dippin' Dots after.
I'll just nibble on a funnel cake or two. You can't be caught putting your hands on the picture, too. Imagine getting caught on the picture.
No, I won't do it.
I think the last time I went to Disneyland, like, you know, they like... guard the pictures so that you can't like walk by and take a picture, you know.
Oh, really?
Because they sell them the pictures.
I didn't know they guard them though.
I've seen them do it where they're, well, like, don't take a picture.
Oh, because I've definitely seen, well, I remember like back in the day, they like the TVs or whatever, like if you tried to take a photo of it, it would like the image would be all distorted on your phone.
Maybe that's another way to do it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what kind of TVs they use. They use something that, like, yeah, if you try to take a picture of it with your phone, it's like...
It's just the lamest. It's the lamest thing of all time.
Yeah, just so you could pay fucking $40 for some photos. Dude, you know, I can't stand that place, bro. I can't stand...
Fucking Disneyland, dude.
No fucking way, dude. Boycotting that place.
I like riding roller coasters and stuff. To me, that is fun.
That's not Disneyland,
To me, what's not fun is waiting in line...
Can't stand it.
It's paying $1 billion.
That's
those are two of my least favorite things. Is waiting in line and spending a fuck ton of money.
Facts.
I want to ride some fucking
real coasters,
which means you got to go to Six Flags, which is 1 billion miles away.
Yeah,
it isn't expensive.
Yeah, yeah. There was a couple. There was a couple times when I was in LA for the weekend with my cousin, and like we did go to Six Flags, and I was like, dude, this is so much fun. Like,
well,
being only an hour away from LA or whatever is like the best.
Plus for me, like, I'll go, you know, you go there and you go 3 hours and you're out. Like, your day, it's not a Disneyland for a lot of people, I think, is like a fucking 7 a.m. to close for a lot of people. 8-10 hours there.
Spend your whole day there.
Spending some fucking snot-nosed kid.
Fuck, dude. Just waiting in line. I don't get it.
I hate waiting in line.
Can't stand it. Won't do it.
I love a fucking thrilling coaster.
Yeah.
Love that. Wow. Did you see that article about United Airlines?
No.
They're...
You're going to tell me this when I get on a flight tomorrow?
Who are you flying?
Spirit? American.
American. Ah. Patriot. Before you get on, you got to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, United, they just put out, you know, an announcement saying that, like, if you're playing audio from your phone, laptop, or whatever, and they ask you to put headphones in or turn it off, they can ban you if you don't do it. And I don't know if they can just ban you from that flight or from, like...
Because,
I mean, what, are you going to fucking pull over the plane?
How do I feel about that?
I think I hate when people play audio without headphones.
Yeah.
I think it's super rude.
That was the first thing that came to my mind as well. I mean, I have to admit, I was thinking to myself, if I was on a plane and somebody else was playing audio.
Got right next to you, playing music out of his phone.
Like, yeah. Playing music or watching a movie with no headphones. That would irritate me.
It's rude. Selfish.
I think if they ask, well, because the thing is that, look, most of these flights, they provide you with headphones and they have an infotainment system with like thousands of hours and a whole library of a host of fucking things that you could do or watch.
Yes. However, a lot of these kind of activities happen on cheaper airlines where they don't have entertainment. Maybe they do offer headphones, but maybe not entertainment. I flew Spirit to Vegas and there was no headphone. There's no screen.
Oh, that checks out.
You know, like shorter haul or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, dude, if I'm flying an hour and a half, like, bro, I don't give a fuck. Like,
you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need shit.
But again, like,
fucking
yeah,
just play games on my phone or some shit. I don't know. Like, even the flight that we took. Oh, no. Yeah, we did the PJ from John Wayne to Vegas. Dude, how quick was that? It was like a fucking hour.
Like 45 minutes
like
or something.
Like a fucking 12-second flight.
Yeah. Travelers who forget their headphones don't need to sit in silence. They can request free earbuds if available. I'm down for it. I guess they just never had that in writing, but...
Yeah, I can't imagine this has been a big issue, but... Yeah, I mean, I think that... I mean, I feel like it's probably a little overkill to make an announcement about it, but...
Well, it's a policy change, so I think someone, like, found that.
Yeah.
Updated privacy policy.
I think
the
in today's day and age, I'm totally good with it. Because everyone's got a smartphone. Literally 99% of the population has a fucking smartphone. And it's like, if you, like, you just don't need to be disturbing other people. You just don't.
No, if you do, you're an ass. Oh, look, most people don't do this because most people
are considerate human beings. Yeah.
Yeah, to some degree. But I mean, I think it's crazy, like, people that are on speakerphone in public. In a crowded place or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's rude. Yeah. Not the end of the world. I think it's weird that you're doing that.
In public? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, let's be honest, it's usually older people. Or yeah. people, the worst is if you watch someone or you see someone like watching TikToks or Reels and they're just scrolling and you're just hearing like different audio every 2 seconds. Like, that's so crazy to me.
Oh, man.
In public? Lunacy. Lunatic behavior.
Crazy. Absolutely buck wild.
Going to Miami.
Me Jammy. Yeah, me Jammy. Fly out tomorrow. Fly out tomorrow. Come back Monday. Got the whole weekend in me Jammy.
What's on the itinerary?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I know that we're obviously we're gonna get some nice dinners. There's this restaurant I really want to check out called Kote. You ever heard of Kote?
No. What kind of food?
Korean barbecue.
Fuck yeah.
They do like unbelievable Korean barbecue. I think it might have a Michelin star in New York.
Okay.
But they had one in New York, and yeah, it's just like, it's awesome. And I love Korean barbecue, so I'm super down.
I bet Miami has a ton of great food.
Yeah. Just no, I'm sure my cousin, he knows all the spots.
Tons of culture and tons of luxury. Like, I'm sure there's nice places to eat there.
Yeah,
sure there's
there
no shortage.
Yeah, it was on my hit list last time. I didn't get a chance to go there, but definitely want to check out Kote. I know that we're going to probably spend time at, oh man, I forget what it's called again. It's just like this, my cousin has a membership at this like hotel. It's like a wellness club and it's like, mm-hmm. and it's fucking sick. Like it's basically, they got everything. If that makes sense. Like it's like private or semi-private. You have to have a membership and there's like all sorts of goodies there. Like they have saunas, cold plunges, gyms, they have like a private pool, like servers, like bring you drinks or cocktails if you want. Like they have pool jacuzzi, I said already. They have a chill room too. It's kind of like a, think of like a sauna room, but it's just like cold.
Sounds not great.
It's like a it's like a recovery thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love a dry, like a sauna.
Oh, really?
I prefer a steam room.
Yeah, they have both.
I'm just saying, I don't love a dry sauna. I'd rather do that, but dry cold sounds interesting. I guess I would try
yeah,
it. But
it's like a, I don't know. It's pretty interesting. But
so
it's
just a ton of amenities.
Yeah, but it's super cool. My cousin can bring in like whoever with his membership. And so we've definitely spent some time there. Like he'll bring his laptop and just like work sometimes from there. And just like,
you don't know what it's called? Club Med? Bally's?
Oh man, I can't believe Crunch. I'm forgetting.
This place looks really nice. Kote.
Yeah, Kote's out of this
looks
world.
Very
it's
nice.
So good. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll be a pretty expensive meal, but like the food there looks out of this world. So
it looks like it blends Korean barbecue with American steakhouse. So yeah. Two of the goats.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it ain't looking cheap.
No. It's $4 sign.
It ain't looking cheap.
Yeah. I was laughing because when I was up in LA last weekend and my cousin Sean, he knew I was going out there and he's like, dude, you got to check out Kote.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's all we ate when I was there.
Damn.
He's like dinners. And he's like, even for lunch too.
Damn.
I was like, damn, bro. Like just going back to the steakhouse every fucking time.
That's a serious recommendation though. I mean,
yeah.
To say that he just went there over and over again.
Yeah, super down for that.
Have you done a cold plunge? Have we talked about this?
Cold plunge? No, I haven't. Maybe. I've never done a cold plunge or like an ice bath. No.
Have you done that cryo chamber?
Never done cryo.
Where you like stand
either.
Up in it and yeah. they like freeze you?
I know what you're
never
talking
about.
It. Never done cryo.
I've tried getting into a cold pool. That feels terrible.
Yeah, I mean.
So I don't know the appeal.
I think for me, like I would just rather like just get like do like ice myself in the areas where inflammation might exist. Like just get some
sure.
Ziploc bags and put some ice in it and just like move it, put it where you want. Like, dude, I don't want a whole system.
Sure.
Like a whole thing.
Then it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Especially if I've never done it before, that makes no, like I never do it, but I can't imagine it's like that dope where you're like, oh man, like I gotta do this on a regular basis. Like, dude, I'm not no fucking triathlete. Like I'm not no fucking a professional athlete. Like why would I need any of that shit?
Yeah, and I think kind of the reviews are kind of mixed on if it honestly does anything. And like you said, spot treatment for inflammation is a different story. That's like a medical thing.
Yeah.
Granted, I could definitely see, like, first thing in the morning waking up. I could see it waking me up because of the shock, right? Of, like, same thing with, like, dipping into a cold pool first thing in the morning. Like, I could see you going, like, from kind of tired to just, like,
alert.
Right awake, which is good. I don't even know if that's good, but that could probably happen. But no, I've never done a... Getting into an ice bath seems fucking torturous.
Ice baths, I'm not gonna lie, an ice bath sounds way worse than a cold plunge, though.
I guess I don't know too much of a difference. Cold plunge has less ice in it.
Well, I think just an ice bath is just fucking freezing, and a cold plunge is just really cold. Because like the freezing. ice like would burn too, dude.
Yeah,
like. Oh man, no!
I'm just saying, I don't know how I could get into it because I know my body, my legs would go in, and they go no. The rest of my nuts are gonna be like, we ain't going any further than that, Chief.
Yeah. No.
Cryotherapy.
Yeah, for recovery, I feel like I've always just enjoyed massages. Like, if I ever feel like I'm really taxed from doing like a lot of exercise, like, dude, like massages. That's more than good enough for me.
I can see it. I've never had one.
Yeah, massages and then just like some ice for inflammation. I mean, that was my whole routine when I was doing the marathon training. Was I would always ice my legs. I'd always ice my legs after
like
all
your
of
knees,
my
your ankles. Where?
I primarily did like my calves were always like a super hot spot for me. Yeah, my calves. Like I would do my quads too, like around my knees, but that like I just know that I would get like shin splints, so it's like I have to like fucking ice.
That's on the front usually, though, right?
Yeah. Right, so yeah, I mean, just like your whole like, you know, from the knee down, like yeah those were. I was always icing that because if I didn't and I just like kept running, dude,
it's excruciating.
You'd be like, I'd be in so much pain if I didn't do it. Because yeah, shin splints are fucking awful. Because like once you have them, it's like, bro, it's not going away unless you just stop. Like. You cannot just keep exercising on shin splints and expect to get any better.
Yeah.
So, which is like annoying when you're in a training block and you want to stay on a schedule and your body's just like, nope, you know, you're not. It's like, you can, you're just going to fucking hurt.
I think there's any correlation between like footwear and the surface you run on that influence shin splints.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think scientifically, you know.
Because I like to run on hard pack. That's like my...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Favorite, like hard dirt?
Yeah, okay.
Like that kind of track versus running on like concrete?
Yeah. Well, concrete's always the worst.
That's my least favorite.
Concrete is brutal on your joints.
I'm sure, especially doing some serious fucking miles, like
even asphalt is like infinitely better than concrete.
Okay.
Asphalt.
Yeah, the blacktop feels better than the
so much
blacktop
better.
Blacktop feels better than the sidewalk.
Oh yeah.
Not just because the undulation of sidewalk, which is fucking horrendous, but yeah, the blacktop feels better.
Yeah.
Track surface is good. I don't know.
Yeah, but to answer your question about like about the shin splints or whatever, I think that for what I noticed was that if you're a good recipe for getting them, in my opinion, is like one, just overtraining in general. The
like
second,
ramping up way too fast.
Just doing more like you have to slowly increase your miles and distances to like so that your body adjusts to it. The second thing is, we were just talking about running on the wrong surfaces, like only running on concrete. Like if you run on only concrete, like that's really bad.
Yeah.
Like the third thing, in my opinion, is just like really, and these all kind of go hand in hand, but it's like, if you wear the same shoes and run on the same surface, you're training a lot, like your foot strike pattern is like you're always hitting the same spot over and over and over and over and over and over. And when you overuse that muscle is like how you cause the shin splints. So what I learned and what worked for me was I started changing like how fast I would run and like change up like the kind of workouts I was doing. Sometimes it'd be speed related. Sometimes it would be like more of an easy run. And then the other thing I did was, you know, I mixed in, I had two main pairs of shoes, but I even had a third one. So it's like even just changing your footwear is like you'll strike the ground differently.
Just if that slightly, makes sense. But yeah, yeah.
Like that. So that helped a lot. And then, yeah, and then changing the surface too, like not just only exclusively running outside. Sometimes you do want a treadmill. Treadmills have suspension, easier on your joints.
Yeah.
And then like going back, like choosing the surfaces that are more joint friendly, like whether it's asphalt, treadmill, like the dirt or whatever, like sand, like running on a beach is great too, but like,
it's so much work.
But, so yeah, it's just exhausting. Fucking exhausting.
You're trying to sprint on the sand.
Like if you wanted to, like if you were avoiding like shin splints, like if you were deathly afraid of shin splints, like I would mix in like, yeah, I would mix in some beach running or whatever just to like change up the surfaces.
It's great cardio on the sand though.
Oh yeah.
It's devastating.
I wouldn't want to do it.
It sucks.
So that's, and when I did all of that, plus actually taking care of myself with recovery, like stretching, icing, I never had an issue with it. Even when I worked up all the way to peak week, I did 50 miles in a week.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you're mostly running on like asphalt though, aren't you?
Mostly running on asphalt.
Fuck.
Mostly. I think I did like 60% of my running on asphalt, 60-70%. And then the other 30% was like easy runs on treadmills.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you're still talking, you know, at least 30 miles on asphalt outside.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
On a pretty unforgiving surface.
Yeah.
So no mercy on those.
I mean, and I had to do all that because I did get shin splints, but I was fortunate enough that I got them pretty early, so I had time to recover, and I didn't actually like ruin my true training block, because this was all just like in preparation for the marathon training block that I had, the program I had set up in my phone, where I was like, okay, I'm doing X amount of miles on this day, X amount of miles on that day, and I didn't have to compromise on any of my training in the actual marathon block, so that was nice.
That's great.
Thinking about running a marathon?
No.
Are you
sure? I
do
want to start running again, yeah.
You should.
I want to. I enjoyed it. I did it. It was about a year ago was when the last time I ran.
Yeah.
Like, actually ran, yeah.
Training for the 5K?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the footwear, dude. You got the good shoes.
Yeah. No, it was pretty... I also like having a goal. I like... You know,
I definitely know that. I mean, I can look back at it now. It's like without a goal, it's like, bro, even right now, it's like I'm not doing.
It's different, right?
I'm not doing nearly as much.
For sure.
Not doing nearly as much.
You know, you're doing weights and stuff. But even then, like working towards a goal, it doesn't even have to be insane. Like, obviously, it's better if it's not insane. It's better to start with like, I want to do this set.
Yeah.
I want to do this exercise at this weight or this intensity, or I want to run a 5K at this pace instead. Just something makes it like, you know, there's a reward at the end of this. And then you hit it and you feel good, and then you set a new one.
Yeah. If I was talking to somebody who was like never done any sort of distance running or wanted to like start training and start running, like I feel like the first thing I would tell them is like, don't be afraid to run slow.
Yeah.
Like, because people think of running and they think that they just, maybe they see something on Instagram or they think of running as like having to run fast the entire time.
You should start jogging slowly.
And I'm talking about like, even if you think you're like running or jogging slow, like jog slower. Like, I promise you, like, you're still going to get insane benefits. And then your body just like adapts, and then you get slowly faster and faster over time. Like, all those people that you ever see running 6 minutes, 6 minute 30 mile paces at, you know, maybe they do a half marathon at that pace. It's like,
God,
dude,
damn,
that's fast. Like, dude, like, I promise you, they like worked up to that very slowly over time.
Yeah.
Like, that is not something that you can just do like overnight.
No, they trained and ramped and really focused on that for months, I'm sure.
Years.
Yeah.
It's a years of commitment to be able to run that fast.
That's so fucking fast.
Yeah. So yeah, you see all these fucking influencers like sub 3 hour marathons. Like, yeah, that's fucking nuts, dude.
Did you see that guy on YouTube? I think it's David something.
David, are you talking about Truett Haynes, maybe?
It's a guy who was kind of out of shape, and he decided to just work out like David Goggins. He just, day one, David Goggins.
That's
hilarious.
Did you
see this guy?
No, I didn't.
Day one, I think he ran like 40 miles. Like,
what the fuck?
And he said it was excruciating.
You don't say.
That's the crazy part. And he kept going.
Wow.
He like, so it's a guy named Find 404, F-I-N-D.
Find 404.
I worked out like David Goggins for 100 days. And, you know, he drops so much weight so fast. But he did. There was zero scaling to his,
just straight balls.
I
to
swear,
the wall.
Yeah. And obviously, he didn't run 26 miles day one. He walked and jogged and ran and walked and
yeah.
But your body going from zero to that is a recipe of like potential injury, but just like excruciating pain and soreness for days.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer that like, dude, like the human body is like capable of so much. Like most of the time, it's just your brain and like your own self-imposed limitations that hold you back from becoming
for sure.
Like the like truly showing like the best version of yourself physically. Like that, and that's for like 99% of the population. That's what it is.
Not even physical, it's mental. Your own brain will get in the way of.
Yeah. You'll just tell yourself you can, then you won't. And it's like, that's how strong your brain is. It's like your brain is a muscle too, right? But I mean, so I know that, like, I know it's possible. Like, he absolutely yeah. could do that. Most people can, but
he
like
did.
But like, yeah, dude, like, dude, the fucking injuries and all the bullshit that comes after that. Fuck, dude, that's so annoying.
No, I didn't doubt, you know, a lot of people could do, assuming you're not, you're morbidly obese, you can get 26 miles done walking mostly, but you will be running some. But yeah, just the next, how are you going to feel the next day? Are you going to feel motivated to work out again? You're going to be on the couch for like a week. You're going to be devastated.
Yeah.
But anyways, he I recommend you watch this video, but he does it and then he continues on this path
for 100 days.
100 days.
Damn.
I mean, it's fucking motivated. His whole family is like worried about him cuz he's training so hard. It's a roller coaster. It's a good video.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, sorry, it was a 12-mile run on day 1 and he did it.
Okay.
It's fucking incredible.
Yeah, that's right, David. I think David is like known for like waking up at 4 a.m. and doing like at least like a half marathon.
Like no matter what, I think.
Like before like his day even starts.
So like, I think he does that. Yeah, no matter what.
He's like, I do hungover. Like, I'll never forget like when he said like in a clip one time, he's like, dude, like I fucking, you know, I ran 13 miles. Like the fuck did you do? Like, you know, it's like the day hasn't even started yet. He's like, I do more than most people do in a fucking week or a month. Like like before 6 a.m.
He's right.
Yeah.
I mean, the fucked up thing, he's right, but he is operating on that like 0.01% of people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like he is built different up here mentally.
Dude, his mindset's crazy.
That's what I mean, is like what separates him from everyone else is his mind.
Yeah.
You know? And he'd be the last person to be like, oh, I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
And I know he used to be overweight.
Yeah.
And out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he just like flicked a switch.
Yeah.
And he decided to make a change. It's inspiring.
No, it really is.
He is but now he's reached like lunatic level, you know?
Yeah.
I can't have a conversation with this guy. Like he operates on I'm telling you, just a different level of existence.
Yeah.
He's a different breed, bro.
I think what fascinates me so much about David Goggins is like, it's not so much about like training mile objectives or like needing to do something. It's like his whole goal is to like do something that's gonna try and like that would like his whole objective is just to break himself. And he's like, I'm just gonna push past where I'm broken and just like go farther than that.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's how he operates every workout.
Yeah, he's different.
Could you imagine if every time you worked out that you did something that even in your own mind, you think is impossible, but then you do it and then you go beyond that. And like, that's his whole objective, is just to like get past impossible in his own mind every time.
That's so cool though.
Yeah.
That's inspiring to me.
I think that's why a bunch of dudes are obsessed with David. I mean, who's not? I mean, I think he's super sick too.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy is a fan.
Yeah.
He talked about that, how he said he had a conversation with him and David told him that he liked the way that how he like chases after his ball, like after he hits it, like he's just like constantly walking, like as soon as he hits mm-hmm. it, Like, he said he loves that about Rory for some reason.
Man on a mission. Right yeah.
There. I just recently watched a YouTube video of Rory McIlroy's last five holes at the Masters the year he won.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what a roller coaster ride.
I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah. What a roller coaster ride, dude. That was a pretty cool moment last year, though, I would say. I feel like the Masters always delivers, man. It always gives you a cool moment.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like AI built it. Like, it looks so beautiful, it's fake.
Yeah, it does look fake, honestly.
It's like, how the fuck is this pristine. Place that perfect?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, God. That'd be so much fun. So much fun to play that course.
Yeah.
Just golfing in like a perfectly manicured park.
I mean, I'm putting up a 150, but yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
We got a little trivia for you today.
Let's hit it.
Because you know, we're having pizza.
Yes.
So, this pizza is from Prince Street. So, your first question is a two-question trivia is... How many Prince Street locations are there?
12.
Pretty close. The correct answer is 18.
Okay.
That's a respectable guess.
Based on absolutely nothing.
Based on absolutely nothing.
I have zero reference.
Exactly. So now, your follow-up question is, how many Domino's stores are there?
That's a better question.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my gut right now, which says 400. Under or over?
It is significantly over 400 stores.
1,200.
It is significantly more than 1,200 wow. stores.
Significantly more?
Significantly
9, more. 9,000.
There's 6,900 in the U.S. alone.
Wow. Okay.
There's 22,100 stores operating worldwide. Wow. Domino's Pizza. That's fucking big. That's a yeah. big-ass pizza chain.
Yeah. Are they expanding? Honestly,
are they expanding?
I know Pizza Hut's shrinking.
Well, I think they're always expanding, right? But so 99% of the stores are individually owned and franchised. So it's
that
it's,
many are franchise that percentage. Yeah. Wow,
that's a very common business model with these like you know fast food brands.
I know with McDonald's, like Subway and shit.
Yeah, know. McDonald's, Subway. Yeah, it's very common.
I just didn't know pizza was different, but I guess not.
Yeah, they just want the land.
You ever see The Founder?
Yeah, movie? Great movie.
Good movie.
Great movie.
Fucking scumbag, but good movie. Great movie, though. Should we do 20 questions?
Oh, I'd love that.
How do we feel? Did you review last time? Maybe give it extra thought of your sequence last time? Or
I mean, anywhere is this person real or fake? And then is it male or female? No, it was
because there's some bad questions.
Is it a person, place, or thing?
I'll give you that.
Oh, you give me that. Okay.
I feel like it's too broad if I don't give you that.
Okay.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay. Yeah.
See
yeah.
if Mia can join.
Okay.
This will be interesting.
Okay.
I'm vamping here. Unavailable?
Yeah, she's busy because Andy and Bree are coming over for pizza party.
Okay.
So she's fetching them right now.
It is a person.
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 Is this person...
Yes.
Real or fiction?
Real.
It's a real person. Is this person male or female?
Male.
So we got a real male person, okay? So that's...
That's such better questions. And dude, my favorite was he born before 1970? That one, and then Rob asked one... Dude, you guys were killing me with the ancient Rome and ancient Greece, confusing the two. Going, I was dying.
Okay.
And I don't want to give you hints, so I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny, though.
So.
He's a real.
I wrote down So I have two questions. Okay. A real male person.
Okay.
A real male. That's what I got in my phone notes.
He's a real man.
He's a real man.
The next best question.
Okay. Is it David Goggins?
No.
Dang it. That's three. Fuck. I just went for the home run swing there. Took a swing. Okay.
I've had this answer for a couple weeks.
Okay. Is this man dead or alive?
That is the next best question to ask. Yeah. He's alive.
Real man alive.
He's the realest man alive.
He's a real YN. Okay. So I got, that's four.
Four? Okay. Those are the three, I think, best questions to
okay.
ask.
Okay. A real man who's alive. Okay. A real man who's currently alive. Okay. What is a good question to follow up with? A real man alive. I could ask. Do I know this person?
Yes. Yes.
Real man alive. Who I know. I don't know if that was a good question, but if I know him, that's a good start. Is this man a professional athlete?
No. How many professional athletes do you know?
Okay. Is this person... Oh, fuck. Fuck, I've asked five questions, dude. Fuck me.
I don't plan on enforcing the 20 question limit because I don't want to keep track of them, A, but B, it doesn't matter.
A real man alive who I know.
Just ask what's on your mind. Keep our listeners entertained.
Is he a friend or mutual friend?
Of
mine.
No.
Okay.
It's hard to answer that. Put an asterisk on that one.
Okay.
But didn't you already ask if you know him? I guess on a personal... There's a difference between knowing someone and knowing them on a personal level, I guess, but...
Well, that's why I said, like, a mutual friend. Like if I have a friend who is his friend...
Then yes.
Oh, okay. So a mutual
friend. You have a friend who is friends with this person,
okay.
For sure.
Okay. Okay. Now we're cooking a little bit.
Are we?
Are we good? I feel like I'm narrowing it down. So okay. it's a mutual friend of somebody. Okay.
Okay.
Is it Kyle?
No.
Dang it.
No.
Shoot.
No.
Fuck.
David Goggins. Kyle. KK. Diesel gang.
Is he a father?
No.
Not a father.
Not to their knowledge.
Hilarious.
Might be out there pumping and dumping at some point, but...
Oh, man, this is getting tough.
When does Slay the Spire 2 come out?
Tomorrow.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Can you download it? Did you download it already?
It's on my Steam wish list, but you better believe at midnight I will be up waiting for the game to launch because
fuck.
I'm hoping that it releases at midnight, but I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have to have it for this plane ride. I have to have it for this plane ride. If I do not have it for this plane ride... It's going to be a bad time.
Dude, you should play it out loud, too.
Just rip the audio. Okay.
Just fuck. Came out today. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Who I know, not athlete. I have a mutual... there's a mutual friend.
A friend of yours is a friend with this person.
Okay. man. Fuck.
A court of... Every girl at my work was reading that book.
Oh, really?
Like a year or two ago. Like, literally.
Bro, Mia...
It's like a dragon book or something.
Mia grinded that second book. That green one right there?
Yeah.
She finished it in 2 days.
Damn.
She literally... she stayed up
until... The green one?
She stayed up until like 2 a.m., like two nights in a row, reading.
Damn. So she was like, captivated.
Oh, yeah.
I've read a book where I've been captivated.
She liked it so much that she sat me down.
Explained it?
And explained.
Isn't it about dragons and fucking or something like that?
It's about like, it's fairies. Romantic. It's romantic? Oh. Yeah, it's about fairies, yeah. I'm talking about, you know, it's like a
they
story.
Bone,
it's a story between like a fairy and a human. And the human falls in love with a fairy, but then she kills the other
banging?
Fairy. There's definitely some banging.
All right.
There's definitely some banging.
There's got to be something going on.
Well, Mia kept using this phrase like, they always say like, there's a burning sensation between her legs. And so like, so literally all day today, all day today, I'll tell you what I've been doing. All day today, I've been walking around the house and I've been like, a court of wings and ruin where the burning sensations lie. And Mia's just been cracking up because I'm so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting a little sidetracked here. Fuck.
I'm burning...
A burning sensation.
My cock is burning.
Babe, is that romantic? Babe? Holy shit. Okay, real man alive. Who I know, not an athlete. I have a friend who has a friend with him, a mutual friend. He's not a father, okay? Man, I feel like these next few questions, I really, 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 really gotta fucking...
Gotta lock in.
Front gate, press 9.
Who's all coming to this?
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't even know who knows the gate thing. Fuck.
Something happened interesting today. A dude pulled up in front of me.
Yeah?
Like, mobbing towards the gate.
Okay.
And then he stopped. Because he doesn't have a remote.
Oh, he's trying to get it to open?
I guess. I've never seen that before.
You got to get real close to that gate for it to register to open.
I've just never seen anyone pull up so confidently like they're going to bang through and then just sat there for maybe 30 seconds.
Oh,
and then
no.
Started backing up.
Crazy.
I'm just watching them.
Fuck, I feel like I really got to ask some good questions here if I'm going to narrow
you
this down.
Lock in.
Is he one of your mutual friends?
Yes.
Okay. That was good. That was good. Okay, so we're at 8. Friend of James. And we know not Kyle.
Or David Goggins. Or my other friend, David Goggins. DG, as we call him.
Okay. So he's a friend of yours. Is it Max?
No.
Okay. Okay, not Max and not Kyle, but he's also a friend of yours.
Is a father.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
See?
Dumb question. Fucking idiot. So, he's not a father. So, it can't be Rob either. I guess he'd be a friend of mine. That would also... So, it can be Rob.
That would satisfy that, yeah.
A friend of yours, but not a friend of mine. That's what's interesting.
He's not a friend of yours?
Well, I guess you said put an asterisk on that, so I guess...
Well, the way you worded it one time where it was yes. You said, is a friend of mine his friend?
I said, is it a friend of mine or a mutual friend of mine, is what I thought I said. Meaning if I have a friend who's friends with him, then that's like a mutual...
You do have friends who's friends with this person.
Okay.
I am friends with this person.
Okay.
You've already asked that. It's hard. It's hard to answer that.
Was he... This is just for my own confirmation. Did he go to my bachelor party?
Yes.
Oh, now we're really cooking.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that narrows it down a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have 10 guesses left, and there was 6 dudes at my bachelor party, so...
But a lot of them are fathers. Come on, man.
Well, Dan's a father. John's a father. Is it Anthony?
No.
Not Anthony.
I think Anthony's a father.
Anthony definitely is a
father.
He has
kids, right?
I'm actually...
Dude, you're killing me, bro.
I'm actually an idiot, bro.
You keep going over these things.
Okay, wait.
This should narrow it way down. Holy shit.
Is it you?
No.
Well...
It's not me.
How can it not be you? Because Dan has kids.
Okay.
John has kids. Anthony has kids.
Yes.
Is it me?
Yes.
Yes! Yes! It only took me 12 guesses. 12 questions.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, no. It was 11.
That's why it was hard to answer the mutual friend thing.
I see.
Because you do know yourself. And your friend is friends with you.
Yes.
So that... I was like, yeah... That's why I said asterisk, because it's tough.
Hey, I'm an athlete, you asshole.
You said professional athlete. Oh, I could have sworn.
That's true.
And when I hear,
did,
when
I did say.
You're an athlete? I mean, you're running lift weights. Doesn't make you an athlete. What sport do you play, you cocksucker? Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck yeah.
You got it.
You were like, that should narrow it way down.
Way down. It was either you or me, basically.
Yeah. I feel so proud of myself, dude. I got to beat my record of 11. No, it was 12 in total. It was 12
okay,
questions. 12th. Well, the 12th one was me answering the
so
question.
So 12. We'll call
so
it
12.
12. Not all questions are, I guess, the same level of difficulty. That's kind of a hard one. It's an abstract one. That's why it's not Maximus from Gladiator.
Boy, I still wasted a bunch of questions, bro.
Dude, you kept forgetting the father thing.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Like, yeah, I don't know. That's up to you to write down your notes in a way that makes it comprehensible to you. That
yeah,
I think you started off good,
bro. I am a turd.
Was he at my bachelor party? That's a funny one.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, this is really gonna narrow it down.
Well, it's hard because you don't ever think you don't in this kind of context. You don't think about yourself.
Yeah,
you're the last person on your mind, which is what makes it a good question.
Yeah.
Imagine question one, is it me?
Yeah. Should we do one for you next week?
You can bring one.
Okay,
sure.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely going to do that.
It's more fun, I think, with Rob, with a third.
Yeah.
You know, which is why I wanted Mia, but she's busy.
I definitely want to...
It's fun to bounce ideas. It's a collaborative thing, I think.
I want to do one for tomorrow.
Yeah, bring one. I thought we could all, like, obviously they take like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think we will get faster.
Yeah.
Especially as a team, but we can't do like 3 per episode. That would be like 45 minutes.
That would be too long. Too long.
Plus we just hit an hour.
Yeah.
If we're going to leave all that watch talk in the beginning.
Yeah. It's riveting.
Is that what they want?
That's what the people want.
Is that what
want?
The people in Singapore and Virginia want?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
All right, fine. Let's wrap it. Eat some pizza.
All right. If you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Bump and Run Boys. This is your boy, Blake Ross.
And Goose.
No Y and Rob. See you next week.
Peace.
See you.
Pizza. I just said that into the microphone just after I disconnected it. After you disconnected it?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.